It's my conviction that every one of us aspire to peace. Peace in our family, peace in our community, peace in our nation, and peace in the world. There's no doubt that everyone wants peace. But if we come together and sit down quietly, with our concentration, with our calm, we realize that in order to have peace, we have to be peace. To be peace in our way of living our daily life, the way we walk should express peace. The way we eat should express peace. The way we talk should be peace. The way we look at the other person should be peace. The way we handle our difficulties should be peace. There is no way to peace. Peace should be the way. And that is why our daily life should embody peace. And that is why walking together today, sitting together today, eating together today is an opportunity for us to generate energy of peace, to embody peace. And then if we have that peace within our breath, our body, our feelings, our perceptions, we will find out the way to promote peace and to end the war. I don't think that angrily shouting, protesting can end the war. I believe that if you are capable of looking deeply and recognize the true nature of the war, and using loving speech and deep listening in order to help people around us to see the same thing, the true nature of the war, and then that kind of true understanding, that kind of change in our way of thinking and thinking will bring about an end. Because the war is a product of our collective thinking, and peace also is the product of our collective thinking. The way we think, the way we see things, bring one up, bring peace. And that is why helping the people around in the country to be able to see the true nature of the war and change their way of thinking and of looking, that is a basic activity for peace. And to do that, we should use the techniques of compassionate listening and loving speech in order to help the other person to correct his or her wrong perceptions of reality. And that is why to embody peace is a very important. Early this year, I was able to go home to my country after 40 years of exile. And my government, the government of Vietnam, wanted me to go home in order to show the world that there is enough freedom and human rights in Vietnam. But they were fearful that when I go home, I can start asking people to demonstrate against the government and things like that. So that is, there was a lot of fear and suspicion in the beginning. And we knew that. And that is why our delegation of 200 people came with a very strong practice. Practice of mindful walking, practice of mindful sitting, practice of loving speech and deep listening. And you know what happened? We spent 90 days in the country and sharing our practice and our insight with people. We have met with many Communist Party members, many government officials, scholars, intellectuals, and young people. And with our practice, we have helped them to remove a lot of wrong perceptions. And we could see that the level of fear and suspicion going down every day. And that is why we have a strong conviction in the practice of peace. We should embody peace. We should try to share our insight with loving speech and compassionate listening. It has proved to be effective, the practice. And that is why this practice not only can help couples to restore communication and to bring peace, it has been able to help groups of people like Israelis and Palestinians to come together and practice to remove wrong perceptions and reconciliation. We have sponsored many groups of Palestinians and Israelis to come to Plum Relation practice with us in the last 5 years. It has proved to be successful. I believe that if Latino Americans and Black Americans come to practice together like this, and then mutual understanding will come, reconciliation will be a reality, and peace will be there. And the trip to Vietnam has proved that the practice is effective also on the national, international level. And that is why the practice of sitting in peace, walking in peace, eating in peace is very crucial for all of us. It brings peace to us, and it brings the kind of serenity, concentration, and insight to us that we can share with the people of our country, with the world, so that their way of thinking, their way of seeing will change. And only a change, a transformation of the collective way of thinking can help bring peace and end the world. Let us enjoy working together. Let us transform this space in help reveal the kingdom of God in this space, to the land of the Buddha in this space. There will be monastics working with us, and the groups of monastics will be working among us, and there will be children working with us, and we shall work in such a way that every step bring peace, bring solidity and freedom and healing to every one of us. We have to prove that brotherhood is possible, sisterhood is possible, non-discrimination is possible, reconciliation is possible by a way of spending time together. Thank you very much for listening.